Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
X, Jason Dick and friends, Momo is with us today. I only have a couple segments left with Momo. She's got real work to do around here. Actually,
got
you know
job.
What? I got promo beef that I'm going to bring up with you.
Oh, no.
It's not really your fault, but...
It probably isn't.
I love you, Momo. We were just talking. Did I get a Jankity vaccine? What happened here? Because I see in the news today, the Pfizer vaccine is what... It's 100% effective... For kids 12 to 16,
12 to 15,
yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
We're all Moderna people, right?
We are. Yeah.
I saw this and I was like, well, I want the Pfizer. Why? I want to be 100% effective. How come I'm not 100% effective? What's the deal here? Did we get the bad one?
I don't think
there's no bad one,
so.
Right?
I mean, yeah, there's no bad one, but...
Well, maybe Azteca.
I think there's a better one.
Yeah. How did we... I didn't decide on this, right? I just took whatever they would give us.
Yeah.
I mean, you basically signed me up, so this is your fault.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome is
Thank
what I
you,
mean.
Man. How dare you?
Momo, we were discussing earlier. She still, despite she's vaccinated, she still disinfects and sprays and when she comes into the studio. As well you should. This place is gross.
I feel like she's doing it, though, just to, like... I don't trust, like, it's a dig at us. It's like, I don't trust
y'all
you guys.
Y'all are dirty.
Yeah. Should be. Yeah. I mean, when you heard, we trapped some rodents in here. Like, yes, this is the way we operate around here. But no, I was like, good on her. Responsible. She can still... and she says I could still get it, and I was like, oh yeah,
yeah, like, you could still get it.
But is that do you know any vaccinated people who got COVID?
No,
not personally.
I mean, it's surely can you get it, or is it like one of those? Now I feel irresponsible because we're supposed to be having science conversations and the like. I kind of think of look at that. What am I like 97% effective protected 95%?
I think we're like 93. I'm not sure.
90
something.
I always look at that number as like the expiration date on the milk. I'm like, nah, they have to put that on there for legal reasons.
Uh-huh.
It's fine, okay?
It's like how not all five dentists can approve the toothbrush or whatever it is.
There's got to be one.
One just yeah. Anyway, give yourself some cover.
Yeah.
Four out of five dentists.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not gonna get it.
I just don't want to get it in general.
Right, of course.
I don't want to get it. I don't want to give it
yes,
to someone.
As always, please continue to be more safe than less safe.
Yes.
Like I've done a lot of the research because apparently it's if you have A or B or AB blood, you have more severe symptoms. So the people that have O blood are better.
O positive.
Hey,
baby.
Me too, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely O.
Yep.
And so a lot of the things that I've said, and, you know, who knows what this really means. It may be like, you know, 5% or five more people with AB blood. I don't know what the numbers mean.
Uh-huh.
But just like, I feel like my body is going to be able to handle it more. But like Momo said.
Handle COVID?
Yes.
Of the
chances of me having severe. I can't rule it out, man. You guys had no idea how great I felt until doing that sports podcast yesterday.
What?
But you know what?
I do know, actually.
No, normal times, that sports podcast would have had me reeling for like an entire week.
Right.
I bounced back in only eight hours.
Because of the squeeze.com
I'm
juice.
Not a scientist. Again, we're not doing okay. Science right now in this segment.
Right.
I can't
right,
rule
right.
it out.
Was the sports podcast worse than the coronavirus pandemic?
Yes, definitely.
Dang. Wow.
Listen at 101x.com. It's not that bad. It's fine.
But like Momo said, like I just don't want to. I think that my body would be able to handle it without having severe problems. But I don't like why risk it.
Why get it in the first place?
Yeah.
If you can avoid it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I continue to use Lysol.
I'd like to avoid it. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. Well, then why do we?
No.
Why do we have a rule around the radio station that if you've had the second shot, you don't have to wear a mask anymore? That seems like a bad rule.
Yeah. Man, I ran
no
into
comments.
My first one the other day.
You ran into what?
Just somebody that wasn't wearing a mask, and it just sent me like a weird, like, double, like, I almost, like, jumped out of the way.
Because they've been vaccinated?
I can see your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, are you a survivor? Are you just a rebel? What's going on here? I don't know.
All right. Be safe,
I just held
everybody.
My breath.
Be safe. Be good. I'll stay healthy, all right?
Yes.
And in just a moment, let's make beef with Momo about something that's not her fault, okay?
It definitely isn't.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends. Pete Leander tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, Jason says, be safe, everybody. Continue to stay home. Also, Jason, I'm planning my trip to New York and Chicago, and I can't wait to go to festivals. I just got back from Hawaii. When this all started, I went to Mexico.
I'm going to Kalahari this Sunday.
That's why he needs everybody to stay safe at home so he can go out.
Okay. A couple of things. First of all, do as I say, not as I do. But additionally,
That clears it up.
Despite all of these things that I've followed the protocols. Every step of the way, the protocols that were in place were followed by me for the most part. And that's why I believe I've made it through all of this rigmarole. No COVID, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't be results-oriented. You know what? Take that part out. Don't air the whole vaccine segment. Okay, Momo's got to go, but because she's got promotions work
Momo's
to do.
Momo's got to go.
Thanks for all your awesome promotions work, Momo. I know it's been a tough time running that department, considering what we're going through. I don't feel like I'm telling insider secrets here, and we don't have a whole lot of promotional things going on. There's no concerts.
Nope.
So has it been a tough time, or is she just kicking her feet up and watching Netflix?
Chilling.
I know that I'm on her ass all the time because I'm like, hey, we need prizes to give away for the games on this program.
And I say, hey, we got nothing.
We need filler, okay? And there's no prizes to give away. And so I appreciate all the efforts you've made to make sure that we have the stuff that we need.
Yep.
And that's why yesterday, when I see an email that goes out that says, hey, come to the promotions closet, free booze. We're giving away all the leftover booze. I was like, no, hang on. I give that away as a prize. Stop it. I wanted to run. And then I see the email and I was like, I was going to run over there and just throw myself in front of them and be like, there is no
There's
more booze.
Nothing left.
Go away. This has been reserved. These are prize boozes. But on the way there, I just see everybody walking down the hall with cases of Bud Light Seltzer. And I'm like, what are you doing? Give me that. That's for the listeners.
Your listeners would be severely disappointed because that stuff was expiring. That's why I gave it out.
There's no expired.
Also, we couldn't tell you, Jason, because that was the Bud Light vault.
That's Bud Light vault?
Yes.
Really?
We couldn't let you know where it is. Otherwise, there wouldn't be something to give out.
So we get, that's when the it was expired?
It was old.
When does alcohol expire? This is what, you know,
it's a problem you'll never have to suffer.
Either way, you don't want to give it to a listener.
One of the great benefits of having a severe drinking problem is that you never make it to the, it's always good. It's always.
You never make it to the expiration date.
You consume it before the expiration date, well before.
You're like Mr. Turtle, the Tootsie Roll thing. I've never made it without drinking. Ask Mr. Owl.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
All right. Hey, Momo, thanks as always for being here.
Yeah, see ya.
And we'll catch you again next time. Listen to Momo 7 to midnight on 101X Monday through Friday. And can we tell the people what you're doing today?
Yeah.
Momo is interviewing, is it Tim?
Yeah.
Tim from Rise Against.
That I am. And it'll be up at 101X.com.
Party on, man.
Take a listen.
Nick, what's your favorite Rise Against song?
That one.
Exactly.
Yep.
Everybody loves that
one.
We
love that one.
Cool. That'll be at 101X.com later on today. And listen to Momo tonight. Thanks, Momo.
Yeah, bye.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends. 101X.
Jason Dick and Friends. QMac tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, do as I say, not as I do. How many times will Jason say this to Bumbleito?
A lot.
No.
I mean, more like, come do on, as guys. I say, not as I do.
I don't know what's gonna be expected of me in a supervisory role when it comes to. I don't know. That doesn't feel good. I ordered the Parenting for Dummies off Amazon. I'm sure I'll be fine. That's got everything you need in there, right?
Just be there.
That's probably a real book, right? Parenting for Dummies.
Is there Step Parenting for Dummies?
I'm gonna look into that. Mr. C says, can we all appreciate that Jason tried to stop the giving away of the alcohol for the listeners? Old fat Jason would have taken it for himself. New skinny Jason, less selfish. I give credit to Bumbleina for making him a better person. He didn't do it to himself. Yes, I mean, look, you're right. She's changed my life in so many ways. And, you know, I mean, I eat better, lost all the weight, I drink less. Now I'm gonna go to church this Sunday.
What?
April Fools! I'm the worst ever. Still, don't worry. Yeah. I think about improving myself sometimes, but then I'm like, I have a responsibility to my audience to remain the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
But I don't know. Maybe.
Do you?
Yeah, we'll see. You guys, would you guys like me if I was better?
Here's the thing with you is that I don't know if you're getting better, but just you're getting too old and lazy to be bad. Like, it's like, okay. The old Jason would have been, okay. But, I can't. Why do that?
Speaking of saving the alcohol for the listeners, Mr. C, tomorrow at this time, we're going to have our Bud Light giveaway, a 12-pack of Bud Light, a 12-pack of Bud Light Seltzer, and a 101X t-shirt. That'll be around this time tomorrow. Listen, at 8:20, we're going to have those Justin Furstenfeld Blue October tickets. The captain, CJ Morgan, going to be along for the ride with us tomorrow. So you CJ fans out there, tune in tomorrow. We'll hang with him. But right now, we have your chance at AG Rugby tickets. Beat Nick and Nick That Tune, the newest game sweeping the nation. 512-835-1015. Need a contestant to play Nick That Tune, and we are going to give you AG Rugby tickets. They're playing Saturday, Bold Stadium out of Cota, Houston Sabercats. It's a fun time, and you can go for free. 512-835-1015. Nick That Tune is next. Good luck.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Kidding me? We're good.
Just walked in and Jason is flipping off his computer.
It did a thing that I didn't care for. You guys don't do that? Turn a middle finger to an electronic device you don't care for? Oh, microwave update. After checking the prices of magnetrons, the home warranty company decided the magnetron's too expensive. We're just going to replace your microwave.
Okay, good.
But now they're like sending me options, and or they're like, you can just take the cash option. And I'm like, that's probably the smart thing, just to take the cash. But then I'm going to have to get somebody to come and install this. I don't know how to put a drawer microwave in. That's impossible. Why do slight inconveniences happen to people who are not outright terrible? I didn't abuse that magnetron. I didn't do anything to it.
Look, speaking of your Bumbleina and her kid Bumbleito, that sounds like a fun science fair project. Build your own at-home magnetron. I'm sure there's no way that goes bad.
Blow him up. Blow us all up.
You can't blow yourself up with magnetism.
What did you tell me? You looked up Parenting for Dummies, and while that doesn't exist, there is a...
Parenting for Dummies absolutely exists.
Okay.
But just the third option was a audiobook called How Not to F Them Up, which I feel like is more... Well, your focus should rely on.
Good.
Yeah.
Ruby Two Shoes says, Jason, I'm always telling my kids to do as I say, not as I do, when I come home with bottles of liquor. All right.
Does it work?
Yeah. Hopefully, probably. All right. We have AG Rugby tickets Saturday versus the Houston Sabercats Bold Stadium out of Cota when we play
Nick That Tune.
Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune. Everybody loves to play Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune. Our contestant is, good morning, Will.
Morning, fellas.
What's up, my guy? Will, you hopefully maybe know how the game works. I'm going to give you a year and a clue about a song. It'll include a lyrical reference. And you and Nick are going to bid. How many seconds of that song do you need to hear? 10 or less to Nick That Tune. Beat my guy Nick here, and you're going to get AG Rugby tickets. All right?
Sounds good.
So, there's a theme connecting all of the songs as well. I'm going to tell you today, all the clues are about the life-changing announcement from yesterday. Bumbleina is moving in and getting a dog, and all of that stuff. But that's not the theme.
Okay.
I know this is okay. I'm running parallel themes here, and it's basically because I need motivation to write the clues.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start when it comes to the clues. So the clues are going to be about that, but that's not the theme, right? Okay.
No idea, but let's do it.
Don't worry. I've made it too.
Not knowing things about this game is how I play it.
Here we go. A song from 1996. We discussed yesterday with Bumbleina moving in. We're going to get a dog. There was the talk of actually buying a dog instead of adopting. A lot of backlash to that idea. Your clue, a song from 1996. What's worse, buying a dog or screaming 187 on a mother effing cop? That is your clue. A song from 1996. What's worse, buying a dog or screaming 187 on a mother effing cop? Nick, how many seconds do you need to nick that tune?
I can nick that tune.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2 seconds.
Scrum. Okay. Will, you can go lower than 2 seconds, or you can make him nick that tune.
Oh, just nick that tune.
Oh, yeah. Did he out-strategize you there? I don't know. There's no way he's going to. Okay, here you go. Here's your 2 seconds, a song from 1996.
April 26, 1992.
Not even close to what I was thinking of. Not even close. Oh, jeez. This is...
God. Oh, no. There's a man down.
Trust your heart.
What were you thinking of? Now I want to hear what you thought it was.
No. I'm going to go with Sublime, and I have no idea what their songs are, so I will say Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
I think
Robin in the Hood.
They had a
Robin in the Hood.
There was an album called Robin the Hood, right? Maybe
that's Sublime.
Sublime is correct for 1 point, but you can steal now, Will, if you know the name of that Sublime song.
To steal.
I do. I'm just not sure if it's April 26, 1992, or April 24th, 1992. So I'm going to go April 24th, 1992.
Oh, my God. And that was literally, it's April 26,
1992.
Judges, what do we think about that?
I mean,
he missed it by one digit. You give credit in
Fila Jovovich rules. That's fine.
Really?
I mean, look, was not even going to come close here, to so. It being the date.
Okay.
That's tricky. Also, a terrible title for your song.
Sublime. April 26, 1992?
Yeah. Come on.
What's the problem?
Just a year? Sure, fine.
Yeah.
You want to be like Smashing Pumpkins?
1979?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
Good for you, buddy. What did you think it was? I'm glad that you got Sublime on only those 2 seconds.
I thought it was Dr. Dre. Going to go 187 on a...
Yeah, probably. Sounds like it could be in some gangster rap lyrics of some
At first I was like
sort.
Snoop Dogg, but then I was like, no, that's not Snoop Dogg. It's too deep for Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, we're going to give you a point on that, Will. So it's 1-1 going to the second one. Here we go. A song from 1961. Is this the furthest back that we've gone?
Yes.
We might have had a 50s rock and roll song in there somewhere. From 1961, Bumbleina moving in says to me, "What are we going to do about your snoring?" To which I said, "Darling, so it goes." That is your clue. Ooh. A song from 1961. Bumbleina asked, "What are we going to do about your snoring?" And I said, "Darling, so it goes." How many seconds, Nick, with control of the board, do you need that song from 1961?
I can nick that tune in 7 seconds.
7 seconds. Will, seven you can seconds. Go lower or can make
oh,
you...
Oh, I can nick that tune in 6 seconds.
6 seconds. Well played, Will.
I can nick that tune in 4 seconds.
Ooh, he skips to four. What's Will going to do?
I'll nick that tune in 3.
3 seconds.
That's two. Nick that tune.
All right, here you go. 3 seconds, Will. A song from 1961.
Wise Will said.
That would be Elvis's Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
All right. Elvis is correct. That is not the name of the song. Nick, you may steal if you know the name of that Elvis song.
Why Do Hound Dogs Fall in Love?
Is that your answer? No.
I know it's not.
Only
Fools Rush In?
Fools. I thought it was Fools Rush In as well, but no, here's the line.
But I can't help falling in love with you.
Can't help falling in love is the name of that Elvis song.
But like I may should have gotten all 10 seconds of that. I would have.
I don't think that's the way the game works at all. But that is a point for Will. It's 2-1 going to the final one. Anything can happen here.
I still say, I don't know if he knew meant that was Elvis Costello or Elvis Presley.
Shut up. A song from 2000. 2000, your clue. I do feel bad about kicking my roommate out, particularly because there's no space to rent in this town. 2000, your clue. I do feel bad about kicking my room out, particularly because there is no space to rent in this town. How many seconds, a song from 2000, do you need to nick that tune? You have control of the board, Will.
I can make that tune in 5 seconds.
5 seconds, he says. Hajda?
I don't believe you. I can make that tune in 4 seconds.
Okay, all right.
Wait.
He says four, Will.
I'm going to nick that tune in 3 seconds then.
Oh. Oh, no.
I can nick that tune in 1 second.
Wow. Well, you either have to go zero or you have to tell him to nick that tune.
Let's go ahead and nick that tune.
Yeah. Ah, dang it.
What are you? I don't understand how some people play the strategy of this game, but all right, here's your. You said 1 second, right?
Yeah.
Here's your 1 second, a song from 2000. The heart is a blue.
That is U2 and the song. No, wait. Give it to me again.
No, I don't.
Give it to me again.
No,
give it to me again.
No, you get nothing again.
All right.
You're not in.
That's U2. I don't know. La Vida Loca.
Is La Vida
is that
Loca?
That's U2, right?
U2 is correct. Yes. So that is a tie, but Will can steal for the win if you know the name of that U2 song. Will, any idea? Any? What? Oh, I put him on hold. I thought the game was over. Sorry, Will, had to bring you back off hold. Will,
you're good.
Do you know the name of that song?
No, I have zero clue what that is. U2 fan.
All right, we're going to have to go to the tiebreaker then. Well, that is Beautiful Day. Okay, by U2. The first song was April 26, 1992. Second song, Fools. Sorry, the final Beautiful Day, April Fool's Day.
Oh!
April Fool's Day.
That's clever.
Hey, yeah.
I thought it was just you're a fool because you're letting Bumbleina move in with you.
I did, you know, when I prepared the game, I was like, I thought the song was called Fools Rush In, and now I realize that maybe the theme doesn't work. But okay, in the case of a tie, as we have here.
Hey, don't let the facts rule a good theme.
How long is Beautiful Day by U2? Minutes in seconds. Nick, write down an answer.
All right.
You may go over. Will, think of your answer. How long? Minutes and seconds. A Beautiful Day by U2. Are you ready, Nick?
Yes.
What do you think, Will?
Oh, man. Let's go 3 minutes and 26 seconds.
3:26, Nick said.
3:21.
It's 4 minutes and 8 seconds, which means you did.
Stupid Bono liking to hear yourself sing.
You did it, Will. Congratulations, my guy. You're going to go to AG Rugby.
I knew I should have got 369.
Hold on 1 second, dude.
It's Jason, Dick, and friends on 101X.